Theme 9. When people hear the word autism, many will probably think of the 1988 film Rain Man, starring Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman. Hoffman won an Academy Award for his portrayal of an autistic savant with a gift for remembering numbers. The film has greatly improved public awareness of autism over the past two decades. As medical understanding of the condition has increased, so has the number of people diagnosed with autism. Now, about 1% of children in the USA are diagnosed with one of the five conditions that collectively are categorized as autism spectrum disorders. Autism is not a disease and it cannot be cured. It is a spectrum disorder, meaning that some people will have autistic characteristics to a very serious extent and others will have them in a very mild form. The word autism comes from the Greek words autos, meaning self, and ismos, which means state of. People with autism have difficulties in relating with the world around them. Characteristics of autism usually appear between the ages of 6 months and 2 years. They include an inability to communicate with those around them, such as delayed speech development or lack of eye contact, obsessive or compulsive behavior, things have to be done in a certain way, or the person engages in seemingly meaningless repetitive behavior and a limited range of interests. With appropriate help and training, many people with autism spectrum disorders go on to live quite normal lives, although their lack of communicative skills can remain a problem in their work and social lives into adulthood. The effects of autism are not only disabling. It is thought that some people now considered the greatest geniuses in history would have been diagnosed as autistic had they lived in the 21st century. For example, Newton, Mozart, and Einstein. It is something of a myth, though, that all or most autistic people have such special talents. The sad reality for many on the autism spectrum is that a lack of public understanding about their difficulties with social interaction makes it hard for them to cope at work and in personal relationships. Today, arguably the greatest spokesperson for autistic people is Temple Grandin. She was severely autistic as a child. By the age of 4, she still had no speech, made little eye contact, had behavioral problems, and engaged in a lot of stimming, repeating the same action over and over again. She grew up in the 1940s and 1950s, when autism was often dismissed as a mental disability. Nevertheless, encouraged by an energetic mother who refused to believe that nothing could be done to help her daughter, Grandin learned how to talk and learned the social skills necessary to engage with society. She went on to become a professor at Colorado State University. Today, she specializes in animal behavior and is the most successful designer of humane facilities for pigs, cows, and other livestock in the USA. Grandin's writings on autism give fascinating insights into the condition from the perspective of someone living with autism. For example, in her book, Thinking in Pictures, she writes, "I think in pictures. Words are like a second language to me. I translate both spoken and written words into full-color movies, complete with sound, which run like a VCR tape in my head. When somebody speaks to me, his words are instantly translated into pictures." Through writings like this, she has greatly increased understanding of the condition. But the reason that Grandin is such a heroine for the autistic community is the strong message of hope she sends. She does not feel sorry for herself. Instead, she has identified the particular abilities that her autism has given her and used them to maximum advantage in her career as a livestock facility designer. By thinking in pictures and drawing on the vast number of visual images in her brain that she accesses like pages on the internet, she can visualize buildings and equipment before they are made. Using this ability, she has become a leading expert in this industry. Grandin's life story reminds us that all people, whether labeled disabled or not, possess abilities of some description. The challenge for every human being is to find their gift, whether great or small, and use it to the best of their ability.